And now in studio with me is Melanie Dreyer-Lute, Assistant Professor of Theater and Dance at Missouri State University, and the MSU Theater and Dance Department is opening their season this weekend with Jenny Laird's Ballad Hunter. And this is one of those shows that is being produced in the intimacy of the Craig Hall Balcony Theater.
That's correct.
Now, performances are tonight, also all next week, Monday through Friday of next week, the 26th through the 30th, and then again Monday, October 3rd. Those are all at 7:30 p.m., and then there are Sunday matinees this Sunday and on October 2nd. It sounds like a very powerful show.
Yes, it's been pretty terrific putting it together. It's a lovely story. I call it an Appalachian love story. Mm. It has some beautiful music in it, and it tells a tale of faith and loyalty. We had a lot of good responses at the end of our opening night last night, and I think it has a great surprise at the end that was very effective.
The storyline is particularly interesting to me because of the musicological aspect of it. You've got a character who I guess you could almost say is like, and I can't think of the guy's name, who went out in the 40s and recorded all those indigenous and folk artists for the Library of Congress. I've totally lost his name all of a sudden. I can't think of it. But you have a musicologist who had come to rural Appalachia to record the region's traditional music and ballads.
That's correct. He's the ballad hunter.
And basically, though, the story, now what is considered the present in this story, the late 30s?
Yeah, 1937.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've got basically three generations of women who are in this remote mountain region.
That's right. Yeah. And the ballad hunter visited them 14 years ago, 15 probably, if I'm doing the math correctly.
Probably, and with a cylinder recorder.
And he was there for a very short period of time, and then he walked away and vanished.
Mm.
And the story is, part of the story is what happened to him.
Well, his appearance there brings change that nobody anticipates.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah.
This, now coming back up forward to 1937, someone from the Roosevelt administration is also
part of
the story.
There's a lovely character named Cecil who comes to visit, much like the ballad hunter came to visit, but he's not trying to record songs. He wants to bring electricity to the rural area, and he's a populist. He's a political activist in his own special way, because even though his boss doesn't think it makes any logical sense to spend the money to bring electric lines to the rural population, he feels passionately that every American should have the opportunity to have electric lights. And so he's there trying to convince the mountain people to go ahead and sign up, even if they don't want to pay for electricity right now, because they're investing in their future.
But the people, and particularly Hetty, Gussie, and Lotta, the three women who are at the center of the story, because of the isolation of the region where they live, their lives are steeped in tradition, but also in superstition.
That's correct. Hetty's very superstitious. She has this lovely gesture, which is kind of amusing in the show, in which she wipes her feet twice before she enters a room. And that's just for good luck, because really they're in a place where dirt is everywhere and they constantly clean. So it isn't hygienic. It's a superstition.
It's a superstition purely for luck.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a humorous touch, but it's not really a humorous story. It's not meant to be.
It isn't. For me, it's a tribute to rural Appalachia. And one of the reasons I wanted to do it is because I'm really interested in the Ozarks and the culture here. And they're not duplicates of one another by any stretch, but there are some similarities.
Definitely.
And we've even had someone from the music department who specializes in traditional Ozark music helping us. And it's a lovely education for me.
Now, there is no late seating in the Craig Hall Balcony Theater because, well, it's too small, for one thing.
That's right. It's also a danger to the actors because things move very quickly in and out of the exits. So, yeah.
Might be a danger to latecomers, too, for that
That's
matter.
Right.
So get there early and keep your seat. Tickets are $14 for adults, $12 for students and senior citizens, or $8 in advance for students if you have an MSU ID.
That's right.
And again, the performances of Ballad Hunter are tonight And then again, Monday through Friday of next week and the following Monday, October 3rd. Those are all at 7:30 p.m. Then there are two Sunday matinees, this Sunday the 25th, and again on October 2nd. Those are at 2:30 p.m. And you can call the MSU TIX number 836-7678 or visit MissouriStateTIX.com. Do you find a show like this really fits well in the small space of the Balcony Theater?
It's actually been quite a challenge. It's a show that was written for a much bigger theater, but the set designer Robert Little has performed some serious magic in the set design, and everyone compliments his work. It's pretty incredible.
How about the cast?
They're terrific. I have a range of ages. I have sophomores to seniors, and they're all doing astonishingly good work. Everyone has complimented their performances in this production.
Did you is tonight the opening, or did you open last night?
We opened last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did the opening night go?
It was fantastic. The final moment of the show, which is the important payoff, some of the audience members were actually vocalizing their satisfaction. So I was really happy about that.
That is really cool. All right. Jenny Laird's play, The Ballad Hunter. Melanie Dreyer-Lude, one of the assistant professors in the theater and dance department at Missouri State University, is directing this production. Well, you have directed it. It's kind of out of your hands.
My job is done.
You just get to sit back and watch and see how your cast and crew take off with it each night. And there are several performances available. Again, you can call 836-7678 or visit MissouriStateTIX.com. Anything else people might need to know?
No, it's a wonderful ride. I hope they're able to make it.
All right. Thanks, Melody. Appreciate you coming in.